Good late afternoon. This is Radio Richard Ireland. A reading from my book, Visitant Eve. A spice and perfume merchant invited Eve to have dinner with him. So she went to his house and reclined down to eat. Now in that city was a woman who had been coerced into living an undignified way of life. She heard that Eve was eating in this man's house, so she brought an alabaster jar full of perfume and stood behind her, by her feet, crying and wetting her feet with her warm tears. Then she dried her feet with her long wavy hair, softly kissed them, and gently poured and soothed the perfume on them. When the man of the house saw this, he became upset in himself and said to himself, "If this woman really were of wisdom found, she would with even a side glance know who this woman is who is touching her feet. She would know what kind of a shameful life she lives." Knowing his thoughts, Eve spoke up and said to him, "Honorable host, I have something to tell you." "Yes, please, please, by all means," he said, "tell me." There were two debtors who owed money to an honest and good living creditor. One owed him 25 gold coins, and the other owed him 7. Neither of them, for various reasons, could pay him back. So he, being the good person that he was, cancelled the debts of both. Now, in your opinion, which one of them will show him the greater appreciation for his understanding and kindness? "I suppose," answered the man of the house, "that it would have to be the one who had the most cancelled." "You are right." Then Eve turned to the woman and to the man of the house said, "Honorable host, do you see this woman? I came into your house and you gave me not a single drop of water for my feet. But she has washed my feet with her tears and dried them with her hair. You did not welcome me with a kiss, but she has not stopped kissing my feet since I came. You provided no fragrant oil for my head, but she has covered and soothed my feet with perfume. I tell you then, the great love she has shown proves that her many indignities have been cancelled." Then Eve said to the woman, "Your indignities are no more." At these words, she buried her face in her hands and sobbed ever so deeply. The others sitting at the table began to say to themselves, "Who does this one think she is? Is she for real? Erase indignities?" But Eve said to the woman, "Dignified woman, your childhood love of goodness has found you and has set you free. Please, come recline next here to me. And let us be with enjoying the fine hospitality of this house." And the man of the house was truly well pleased. And from that night forth, did make it so that the woman could live a life free of coercion, could live with utmost dignity, peace, and joy.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.